And following NPR, this is Mike Osborne in the WMOT Newsroom. Tennesseans will know by the end of the year just how effective Governor Bill Haslam's initiative has been to offer high school seniors in the state a free two-year college degree. Governor's Tennessee Promise program enrolled its first students a little over 2 years ago. Those students were given five semesters to graduate with an associate degree or some type of technical training. That fifth semester is now underway and will end in December. Russ Deaton is an executive vice chancellor for the Tennessee Board of Regents. Regents oversee Tennessee's 13 community colleges and 27 technical schools. Dr. Deaton says Promise caused a 25% jump in freshman enrollment, prompting concerns the system might be overwhelmed. But he notes that at the same time, overall enrollment was dropping as unemployed Tennesseans found work at the close of the recession.
That enrollment increase in that freshman class had a little bit of regional trend, I would say. A lot of the Middle Tennessee schools saw significant increases in their freshman class. Motlow State was up about 75%.
The fact that many Promise students were not well prepared for college was another problem. Dr. Deaton says TBR ramped up efforts to keep those students from dropping out.
So schools have been much more intentional and much more aggressive about bringing in more advisors to help students navigate through college, both the academic and just the social challenges of being in school.
You can hear the complete interview with Dr. Deaton by clicking the link in this story at WMOT.org. That's local news for this hour. Join us for Tennessee Headlines every hour at 4 minutes past.